This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Today is opening day for Major League Baseball. Go Cardinals. And team owners, players, and fans are all breathing a sigh of relief. Just last month, it seemed like we might not have a season at all, because for 99 days, the owners and the players were fighting over a new collective bargaining agreement. Then, on March 10th, they settled, just in time to get the season going. Now, a lot goes into collective bargaining agreements, or CBAs, especially ones of this size. That's why we asked Marketplace's Andy Euler to break it down for us.
Some of this CBA is literally inside baseball. The two sides agreed to bring the designated hitter over to the National League and add two more playoff spots. But Michael Roach, a professor in the economics department at Middle Tennessee State University, says otherwise the two sides were
arguing about money, essentially.
You're shocked, I'm sure. Roach says the owners and the players had to tackle a few big monetary issues.
One was the minimum salary that baseball players would earn.
The players got that raised by about 23%, from a little over $570,000 a year to $700,000.
The other was a competitive balance tax threshold.
That's what's commonly referred to as a luxury tax,
which is essentially the payroll level after which owners have to pay a surcharge, you know, essentially a tax on every dollar that they spend over that.
The Pittsburgh Pirates payroll was the lowest in the league at about $62 million, well under the threshold. But five teams' payrolls came in right around the $210 million limit: Boston, Houston, both New York teams, and Philadelphia. Only two teams exceeded it and paid the luxury tax: San Diego and the LA Dodgers, who blew past it by more than $75 million and had to cough up a $32 million penalty. The players wanted the threshold increased so that teams could spend more money on them before paying the quote-unquote tax. They won an increase of $20 million. Marty Conway spent 15 years working in Major League Baseball and now teaches sports industry management at Georgetown. He says reaching this new CBA is really an old-school argument between bosses and workers.
This is about the players organizing to claw back some control and some influence and being paid, frankly, for territory that they feel like they lost over the previous two collective bargaining agreements, which span approximately 10 years.
Major League Baseball's revenues soared from $8.2 billion in 2015 to over $10.7 billion in 2019. The players were negotiating for a bigger slice of the growing pie. Michael Leroy teaches labor law and labor relations at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He says there's an income disparity in Major League Baseball. While roughly 10% of players are making $10 million a year or more,
71% of Major League Baseball players in the past full season made less than $1 million. That's a real large number of people who aren't getting their cut of the revenues that they're generating.
And he says Major League Baseball's only going to generate more revenue. The new CBA gives teams the right to sell sponsorship patches on jerseys starting next year. And playoff expansion will reportedly mean another $85 million in TV revenue for the league. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.